Peyton, did that incident kind of start down on the wall first before Rasmus gave you the hip check?
No, just working hard, passionate guys, just practice.
I mean, was there a high stick or something before that happened? Got him mad?
Yeah, I think I was driving the net, got him in the face a little bit, and he's a passionate guy, and that's why we love him, so it's all good.
Things like that happen, don't they? I mean, people, I think, don't realize it's not like you two hold it against each other, things like that. I mean, just if you could talk about that.
Yeah, it's just, we like to practice hard. I think that's kind of been the motto this year, and that's what we're doing. So, you try to practice like you play, and that's what we're doing. And then off the ice, we're buddies, so it's all good.
Hey, what did you like about that game the other night that you guys can carry into the road trip?
I just think we played smart with the lead. I think we got those goals for a reason. We played the right way, and then, we did the right things off the throughout the third period to continue that. So that was great on our part, and we got to continue that.
Tage mentioned post-game that no matter the situation, you always play fearless. You're always confident about making plays. How do you maintain that as a younger player in the NHL when fighting for ice time, fighting for role, you know?
Yeah, it's something that I've tried to work on, honestly. It hasn't just come like that. I think for me, I've been, been scratched. I've been, last night I was playing with Tage and Tucky. So, I just try to play fearless because at the end of the day, I want to win. And that's what it's going to do to do that. So just try to play for the boys and make the right plays.
What does that do for your confidence to know you're doing the right things? Because he was going to go with three lines. And you were one of those guys in the three lines because you earned your way there. I mean, does that help your confidence a lot to know that he notices that you're doing the right things?
Yeah, I think so. I think, Lindy knows I play the same way every night, hard and, like you said, fearless. And it's definitely nice to get rewarded for that. I just continue to try to, help the team win, and that's what I try to do out there every single night. And as long as I keep doing that, I think success will come.
Are you almost to the point you really don't care who you're playing with? It's just like as long as you're playing, because you're playing with everybody by the time the night's over. But do you say, I don't care as long as I'm out there playing?
Yeah, exactly. I think you can be pretty, I can take face off sometimes, I can play wing, whatever it takes. Like I said, I want to win this year, and I'll play anywhere, do anything to do that.
How do you train your brain like that when you're a center for two shifts, then you're a wing for two shifts? And I mean, because there's different responsibilities.
Yeah, just trying to read off my teammates, make the right plays. Sometimes you might say your wing and then you end up down low and guys just cover for you, and I do the same if someone was covering me for center and I played wing. So I'm just trying to read and react and play hockey.
When you look at the two games, they were pretty similar. I know you only won one of them, but when you look at the actual games themselves, you guys played a similar way, didn't you?
Yeah, no, I think last night was just a success of what we've been working on. The night before, I think the pucks weren't really going in for us, and it's kind of been a little bit. And last night, we got those pucks to go in, and got the win.